They say the best ideas float to the top. One Utah State University researcher agrees and says it also helps if those ideas are born in communities. John Allen is a community sociologist and dean of USU's College of Humanities and Social Sciences. His research specializes in the intersection where information connects with social groups. Allen will speak at the upcoming Tanner Talks, a series of discussions touching on community and knowledge. As part of his lecture, Allen will explore how the progress of information depends more on people working together than on individual self-interests.
My concept really is that through the social relationship structures of human beings, we create communities, we create collectives. That creates platforms for innovation, for entrepreneurship, for individuals to feel part of something that's greater than they are.
One example of a group of people working together to advance information, he explains, is that of a traditional campus university where students and faculty come together to share ideas and to learn. Allen will discuss the role a university plays in preserving, disseminating, and creating information.
Universities are a place where we value, I hope, discourse about difficult topics. And we value a variety of opinions, beliefs, values. This is the place in the world that takes place. If we don't exist, where's that going to take place?
The point, he explains, is not to discredit electronic learning or virtual interaction. Instead, he argues for the added benefits of engaging with others face-to-face in the exchange of ideas.
Part of that sharing, that social relationships that exist, last longer than the temporary interaction with the internet. What I see with electronic information discourse is that it's temporary. There's things that can occur at the human level that I'm not so sure that can occur just through that technological format.
Allen's research also ties into conflict resolution and how interpersonal interactions can shift everything from complex business deals to legal entanglements. You can see his presentation at 11:30 on October 2nd at the Agricultural Sciences Building on the USU Logan campus. And for a full schedule of Tanner Talks, visit our website, upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.